Okay, welcome everybody. So good to see your faces, hear your voices. All of us have been here before. All right. We got some seasoned veterans. Love it. So tonight's call, I'm really excited about. As I mentioned in the emails, we've been focusing a lot on gremlins and limiters and all sorts of things that are kind of the, you know, brunt work. It's pulling the weeds. It's kind of getting our hands dirty and looking into ourselves, doing that self-reflection. And it's work, right? Like it's hard sometimes, and it can be, feel kind of defeating, and it can bring up a lot of darker emotions, which is all part of it. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the process. And it's also super important to balance that out with some positivity. So tonight's call is going to be positivity land, which is my favorite land to be in and dance in. I think I've said this on one of the previous calls, but my friends have nicknamed me happy. I'm a really happy person. So tonight's call, I'm really excited about because I get to talk about eyes and our what we love about ourselves and our strengths and our beauty. And I'm really looking forward to keeping the focus, giving ourselves permission to focus on what's working and all the good things about ourselves, and also how to create and foster and really water those really beautiful flowers and plants that are our allies and create a solid team within ourselves so that we can move through life with strength and with confidence and kick those fucking gremlins out of the garden. So I'm super excited. Big plug for today's call. Hi, Lisa. So hi. Nice to see your face. Yay, you made it. Awesome. Hooray. Okay. So super psyched about this call. We're going to have a good time. Hopefully everybody's going to have a good time feeling the good feelies that allies can bring. So everybody's been here before. I won't go over the format of the call. Those of you listening in on the call in the future, go ahead and listen to a previous call for the introduction, and for the format. It's pretty straightforward. So ladies, we're going to kind of stick to the same rhythm of things. We're going to start with an introduction, and then we're going to take it from there and do some sharing, checking in, educating, talk about eyes, all the good stuff. So the reason I'm kind of jamming through this beginning intro part a little bit more quickly is because I tend to go over time on these video calls because I love this so much. And I love sharing and hearing from all of you. So I'm going to kind of make the front end of this a little bit shorter in my big intro, theoretically. So let's go ahead and do some introductions. Name, where you're located, and something that you're grateful for that's going well, which will be a huge focus of this call. And then how are you feeling? Just take a moment, kind of drop into your body, drop into your emotions. Maybe you were just stuck in traffic. Maybe your kid just kicked you in the shin. Maybe you just had an amazing shopping spree, right? So wherever you are, however your day is going, I think it's really great to drop in with each other and share where we're at emotionally and how we're feeling so that we can have an even more aware and empathic connection with each other, right? So if I know you're having kind of a tough afternoon, I can hold the space for that and check in, and we can just be more aware of each other. So I'll go ahead and start the introduction round. Does anybody have any questions before I hop in? Okay. Can everybody hear me? Got head nods. Sweet. Okay. All right. So introductions. I am Vaughn, and I am currently in a beautiful, gorgeous village in Mexico called San Miguel de Allende. I didn't know this before arriving here, but it's the number one most, well, according to Travel Magazine and Condé Nast and those like fancy travel magazines, it's the number one travel destination in the world. It's amazing. So I was delighted after 30 hours of travel on Sunday and Monday to arrive here and walk around, and there's vegetarian food and I can get leafy greens and there's beautiful clothing and jewelry and art everywhere. So I've just kind of gone from the rustic living in the mountains and thrown myself into this very sophisticated Mexican villa. So that's where I'm at. And something that's going well, my travels have gone knock on wood, my travels have gone really, really well. No hiccups, no missing buses or late flights or anything like that. It's been really a wonderful rhythm and a seamless experience for me, even though it's been lots of hours of traveling, but I don't mind that. I like it. So I'm grateful for that. I'm super grateful that I'm not like in customs right now in Bogota or something. And I'm feeling really excited. I'm feeling grateful for all of you. And I'm feeling surprisingly a little homesick. Lisa had sent me a photo of my hometown and the lake earlier. She said, I just got back from camping and I saw the photo and I was like, home? but I'm grateful to be here. So that's my check-in and my introduction. And I'll just go around robin here and field this to you, Lauren, if you'd be willing to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Lauren. From the Bay Area, but I actually just moved to San Diego, so I've been living here for the past couple months. Right now, I'm feeling emotionally drained, but this call is giving me a sense of hope, so that's good.
Yay. Yeah, thanks for that share. Thanks for introducing yourself. All right, Sylvia, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Sylvia, currently in Hanaunau on the Big Island of Hawaii. Let's see, what else am I supposed to say? So things going well. We are currently managing the farm while the owners are away, and that's been going pretty good so far, wow. Knock on wood. So, and we just bought tickets back for the end of July. Our next destination is going to be Washington State. So Yay. Super excited about that. So, and feeling probably maybe a tiny bit nervous because I haven't quite gotten to the allies yet. But I'm super excited to be here on my learning journey. So.
Awesome. Yay. Thanks for that check-in. I'm really thrilled to hear that you guys have taken the reins on the farm and kind of stepped into that role. That's awesome. Good for you guys. Yes. Great. Thank you for that. All right. Ren, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Ren. I'm in McChesney Park over by Rockford, Illinois. Things that are going well. I'll do grateful first. I'm grateful for air conditioning today because the next couple days are supposed to be really nasty. And it should start cooling it down again soon. But yeah, so there's that. I'm feeling currently I'm a little bit frustrated because the puppy was sleeping and now she woke up.
Oh no.
If I keep giving dirty looks off to the side, it's at the dogs, or if I need to walk away for a minute, it's probably her.
Okay. Thanks for that.
But overall I'm feeling pretty good and excited. I also haven't quite gotten to the allies part yet. I'm still working my way through module 3. But for things going well, I don't know what's not going well. I don't know what's not going well at the moment. The crazy things that have been happening at work are kind of working themselves out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling hopeful about that situation. Time will tell for that one though.
So. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm glad to hear that though.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. So it sounds like most things are cruising along for you right now, going pretty well.
Today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's keep it realistic, right?
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your introduction. We'll be talking more about what's going well on this call. That's what it's all about. So you'll get to tell us a little bit more about that. Cool. All right. Miss Katie, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Katie. I'm currently in Santa Barbara, California. Things have been pretty busy for me lately. Just had a lot going on in terms of traveling around California for different events. So I'm grateful to have a night off to do nothing and just kind of be in my space and have this call and, you know, share and hear, you know, the things that everyone's going through and share what I'm going through. And things are going pretty well for for everything that I've had going on, I usually tend to freak out a little bit and worry about things that I don't have control over, but I've managed to kind of just tell myself that take it all as it comes and you'll figure it out and handle it. So I'm feeling pretty good at the moment.
Wonderful. Yay. I'm so glad to hear that you've been implementing the, you know, focus on the now, right? Cross the bridges when you get to them. And I'm sure we'll be unpacking that a little bit more, I'll invite you to share a little bit more about that tonight. Awesome. Thanks for the intro. All right. And Miss Lisa, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Lisa. I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho. And feeling good right now, just coming off about this time last night, I was arriving at a camp spot with my daughter and a good friend of hers. So it wasn't quite a full day, but it felt like 3 days out there. So feeling pretty rejuvenated with a big nature hit, which I've been prioritizing a lot the last few months. And we had some really nice fires last night and this morning, and we went swimming, even though it's raining. And it was just really good to decompress with these two lovely girls. So one's 9, one's 11. And I'm really grateful that time happened and worked in my favor to get out there again, because the last couple of weeks have been harrowing and I've been total spin out mode. And just integrating into a new job and body stuff. And all I've been able to do, like in moments of consciousness, is say to myself, like you talk about Fawn, this guy in the book, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I can't say it's made a huge difference, but it has been like a little lifeline to this body of work. Because I sure as hell haven't pulled out any of the allies or gremlins work. I just haven't had it in me to do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been a ride the last couple of weeks, but I'm feeling good right now. And it's nice to see all of you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks for bringing that all to the group. Yeah. It sounds like it's been fast paced for you, in the last few weeks, and yeah, life is lifey, isn't it, ladies? My goodness.
Yes. Life is lifey.
Yep. Not to oversimplify, but yeah. I mean, and thank you for being vulnerable and real about that, Lisa. That's so appreciated, you know, instead of showing up and being like, oh, I'm great. Everything's fine. I'm at camping. Life's amazing. You know, like being real and bringing it to the group that it's been a bit of a challenge for you recently. Like that's what this is all about, right? Like this isn't like rainbows and unicorns all the time. It's like, let's show up and connect about how life is lifey. Right?
Yeah. Life is lifey.
Yeah. So thanks for that. Thanks for that so much. Okay. So I just want to check here, make sure I'm not missing anybody. Okay. I think we're all aboard. All right. Thanks for the introductions, ladies. Again, I love seeing not familiar faces because I see all of you all the time, but I love having you back, like consistently. Those of you who are on the call, you know, frequently or almost on every call, or those of you who can make it, it's just amazing. It makes such a big difference. And I love that every single person on the call right now has been on a call before. Like that's weaves the threads of the tribe net a lot closer. So thank you. All right. So a couple of you had mentioned, and I'm sure you're not the only ones here feeling this way, that you haven't gotten to the allies portion of the program or the workbooks. Totally fine, right? Totally fine. Everybody's at a different place. We're all kind of, you know, starting, and certain things take longer for each of us to process through. Some things are a snap. Well, maybe not a snap, but you know, everybody goes at their own pace. So there's no wrong or right way. There's no speed that you're supposed to be going through everything in. And then for some of you who are my one-on-one clients, like it's just kind of like piecemeal. I'm like, okay, well, let me give you this portion of the module content. So that is all to say, like, no sweat, right? I'm going to go ahead and give you an overview right now, briefly, so that it's not redundant from the actual module content. But I'll give you a brief overview right now of what allies are, what we're talking about tonight. So before I launch into that, though, I would love to do some recap, some Q&A, some shares from modules 3 through 5. So, because this is really where all of this processing around gremlins and self-awareness and allies began in module 3 for all intents and purposes. So I am more than happy to hold space right now to answer any questions, or please share like anything that has come up around self-love. I'm just going to kind of rattle off some of the themes that we've covered in the last couple of months here. So in module 3, we talked about, you know, who am I, identity. We are not our thoughts. We are the consciousness before and beyond our thoughts. We talked about gremlins. We talked about allies, which is tonight. And then in module 4, we talked about self-love, which was a really stretchy one for a lot of you, and me included. Learning about shame, learning about self-compassion, learning about being true and honest to ourselves. You know, all the things that come up, the realizations of how hard we are on ourselves and how self-critical we can be. So anything around self-love is welcome. And then anything from the module 5, the most recent module. So that's where we talked about limiters and liberators, right? Like going from being disempowered and victim schmictomy to getting our asses in the driver's seat of our life, and how to do that, and the tools for that. So we talked about that. And then we talked about the 10 cognitive distortions, right? So I get so excited about those, because whenever I'm having a gremlin, or whenever I'm having a crappy thought about myself or the world, I'm like, oh, am I distorted right now? Like, is this healthy thinking? Or am I like spinning out in my distortions? And a lot of the time I'm distorting, and I'm like, oh, good. Like, it's not me. It's my distortions. So we talked about those, and we talked about how to take those gremlins, ask if it's a distortion, which one it is, and then how we can bring that gremlin into a positive place, you know, create an ally out of it by reframing what used to be a distortion and creating something healthy. So, you know, for example, cognitive distortions, right? So like I always burn the food, right? Like I'm a crappy cook. I always burn the food. Actually, this is true. Like I'm a horrible baker. please don't ask me to bake your birthday cake unless you are open to very interesting results. So I'm not a very good baker, right? So, but saying that I will never be a good baker, or I've always been a horrible baker. No, there's been exceptions. Like I've made some cookies that don't taste like rocks. So working through those cognitive distortions and checking in, like, is that really true? Right. Which leads me to the work. We talked about Byron Katie's The Work on the last call as well. So reality checking those gremlins. So there's a quick recap of what we've covered. If this is all Japanese to any of you, it's all good. Just, keep pace with the program at a speed that works for you. And it will come together. And then again, I'll unpack and talk about what allies are, after we do a quick share here or a check-in. So, let's go ahead, and I'm just going to open the floor in a general sense. Would anybody like to share, an update or a question that they have around modules 3 through 5, or, something that's making sense, not making sense, a breakthrough, that's stuck in the mud, anything at all? I'll open it up. Go ahead and just raise your hand if anyone is open to sharing. Anybody? Okay. All right. I'll invite, maybe I'll do this a little more succinctly. So how are we doing with our awareness practice? Watching our thoughts, noticing the chatterbox, noticing, you know, gremlins as they come in, like how are we doing with our awareness practices and kind of catching that, checking it? Would anyone be willing to share a status report with that? Okay, we've got some, we've got a timid group tonight. Okay. Well, or maybe you guys get this all figured out and you're like, let's talk about allies, Fawn.
Hey, Fawn, so, I can share something, but I tried to raise my hand. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, thank you. I see. Yeah, no, you can physically raise your hand. That's easier for me. Sorry.
I should do that.
It's all good. Okay.
I just finished Learn Optimism, went through that book.
Good for you.
So that's kind of, I guess, my update. So yay. So he talks about going through the ABCDE, the adversity, belief consequences, and noticing the chatterbox and kind of catching. So that's been really helpful. I've been kind of definitely more of that going on. And there, I did have a moment when I hadn't done kind of an example. I hadn't done the dishes for like hours, there weren't even many dishes in there, but then I recognized this voice in my head that popped up that's like, I'm so lazy, and wait a second, no, I'm not lazy. Where did that come from? And I was able to kind of dispute that. So that's kind of my, hooray for the day. But I guess I'm kind of wondering too, I do have a question. I started the Untethered Soul, and he does talk about, similar things of like, noticing your chatterbox. What kind of is, I guess, the optimal place then? Like, you just aren't really, there's no chatterbox, and you're kind of just still like this when you're not doing much, more of in like in the now. I guess I'm trying to still like picture what the optimal place to be is when the chatterbox is not there.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Can anyone relate to what Sylvia is asking now? I can. That's a great question, Sylvia. And this has come up actually on a few of the other calls too. So you're definitely not alone in wondering about this. So I would be out of my place to say what we're supposed to be doing, right? Like what the optimal place is, because that is like trying to name the nameless. I don't want to get too like woo-woo about it, but essentially the practice is presence. The practice is being in the now and noticing our story. The goal isn't necessarily to clear our minds or to, oh good, I just went 1 hour without a thought, right? Or a monkey going through. That will happen eventually, but that's not the goal. It's not a goal, but the practice here is the presence of the present moment. So when we are present, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a crazy hippie, but we're like in the vibration of life when we're in the now. And when we're in our thoughts, we're living in a delusion, right? We're living in an illusory reality where we're thinking about the future or we're thinking about the past or any number of other odd things that might be happening in our thought pattern, good or bad, whatever. But we're outside of the now. We're like distracted from the presence of the now. So that practice of coming back and being present, whether it's following your breathing, actually a client asked me this earlier today, so I'll briefly recap in hopes that this is helpful. But she's asking me like, what are some ways to be aware? I don't really know what I'm supposed to do. Am I just like sitting or am I like just like watching me? So a couple of ways to access the present moment. One is following your breath, like sitting and just being with your breath, not taking huge breaths or anything, nothing unnatural, but sitting with the natural rise and fall, almost like the ocean, and being with your breath and just having your presence and your focus on your breathing, the in and the out. And that kind of gives our attention something to do, right? Sometimes when we're just sitting, it's like, like, what am I doing? So following the breath is one way to access the present moment. Another way is to do a body scan, which is essentially, again, breathing at a natural rate, sitting or laying comfortably and starting with I like to start with my tippy toes and just noticing the sensation that's happening in my toes and then slowly scanning all the way up into my torso, into my head, through my arms, into my fingers. And Kristen Neff has a great set of meditation tools or awareness tools on her website, theselfcompassion.org. And the body, I think it's the body scan is on there as well. So that one helps me a lot. It helps me to like connect into my body too, because I tend to be so cerebral that I even forget I have a body sometimes. So the body presence is nice because it connects me with like, oh wow, like my knees are feeling kind of chilly right now. And like, I don't even notice my knees most of the time, you know? So just being present with that, that can be a nice connecting point to the moment. And then one more is sound. And so being still, closing your eyes, breathing naturally, and just listening to the environment around you. And like, just that's a nice connecting point to the present moment, like birds chirping. And the narrating voice is probably going to come in all these cases, right? It's going to be like, oh, weird, knees are square. That's odd. Aren't most people's knees round? And like, you know, the narration's going to happen, but we can bring, you know, we have a place to come back. We have like that present moment anchor to kind of circle back and come back into. So zooming out a little bit, I hope this is helpful. Does this speak to your question, or am I often that I take a left turn?
No, that's really good. It's really helpful. I really connected, especially with when you said that as we're in our thoughts, we're either in the past or the future. And so not being in our thoughts, we are in the present. So that really helped a lot.
Mm. Great. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. That's, that is a helpful one to remember too. It's like, where am I living right now? What reality am I? Oh, like I'm in tomorrow, which doesn't exist. Let's come back to right here. Yeah. Great. That was a really great question. A couple of other things that are helpful in present moment connection, music or dance, right? Like when we're dancing, we're not usually dancing to arrive at a certain place on the floor. We're not like, I can't wait until I get to the end of this dance. Like usually, we're just dancing because it feels good. And same with singing or playing an instrument, where it's like, it's the act of the present moment of like plucking the string or playing the chord or whatever, or singing the, you know, emitting or emanating something from our voice that has that present moment connection. So art and hands-on activities like gardening, like, ooh, look at these seeds, you know, or just like, you know, being present with what we're doing. So yeah. Does that answer your question? Do you have any questions based on what I said?
No, that helps a lot though. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Great question. All right. Let's see if I can put your hand down. Okay. Does anybody have any questions related to what Sylvia just asked, or about awareness or consciousness? Really light topics we're talking about right now, I know. All right. Okay. we're doing okay with that. How about let's talk about some self-love stuff for just a moment. Would anyone like to share questions they have about self-love, realizations maybe that they're having, noticing of the way that they treat themselves, talk to themselves, relate with themselves, anything from module 4, or if you haven't or gotten to module 4 yet, like any thoughts you have about self-love or questions, or any maybe bad habits that you know that you do have, like, I'll throw an example out there, like being really critical of myself. Like, yep, I do it. I still do it. I catch myself doing it where I'm like, oh, why did I just do that? It was ridiculous. So I'll share another example, based on how much time we have here. But would anyone like to share like relationship with self related stuff?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you, Lisa. Awesome.
Yeah. I guess while I was going through this last couple of really hard weeks that felt like the, you know, because I was on a pretty good, I felt like I was building my energy in a really good kind of grounded way. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like the bottom dropped out from under me. I'm in a new job, and instead of one job, I'm being cross-trained for 4 jobs, and it's been a lot mentally, and I beat myself up about my capacity to integrate information, and then there's just new relationships. We've all been through that, creating new relationships, you know, in a new job. And even though I wasn't able to even really relate to the notes I've been taking, I did have a little bit of a different tape playing in the back. I got really stuck in number 7 of the 10 cognitive distortions, the emotional reasoning, where we believe that how we feel is true. Because I just had that dread, like so heavy in my body. And I was leaving every day from work just like with dread and self-judgment. And but I still, you know, I feel like this information is, it's integrating. It wasn't like a lifesaver for me, but I was aware of like this new little voice, like, hey there, girl, you're working it. You know that, I had a I had a reference point, place that I'd been in with writing and doing a lot of processing and stuff. And it stuck with me. And in the past, it hasn't really stuck with me. So I'm going to call that self-love, because that's a shift for me.
Awesome.
So the past story matter, that my past successes matter. That's a story for me. So
awesome.
A little more self-love.
Yeah. Awesome. I empathize so much with what you're saying and all of its nuances, right? Like the challenges of a new job and the insecurity that that can trigger, and like the feelings of vulnerability and not good enough. And like, do people like me? Am I going to, you know, like, am I going to get tomorrow? Like, it's just like, right. It kind of kicks up a beehive sometimes. Thanks for sharing that. Who can relate with what Lisa's saying, like starting something new or being somewhere new and just being like, fuck. Yeah, totally. Not alone at all. And it can be really hard because, I'm guessing this happens for me. I'm curious to know if this happens for you too, where the gremlins, as they come up, like you had mentioned, I'm not learning quickly enough. You know, it's hard to make relationships and just beating yourself up. When I start to slip into that, like the justifications feel pretty strong. Right. Where it's like,
yeah,
I'm not,
I know.
Right. Where it's like, yeah, there's a lot of evidence. Yeah. What's that?
That's the mind fuck of it all. Because you just justify these negative thoughts that you have about yourself.
Right.
But without validation from anybody else.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah. Just that little voice in the back was there, and it was helpful. And then one day I went to work on a Monday and everything shifted. I have no idea how. I have no idea
really
why. I like hit a groove and had a good week this week. Thank freaking God.
Wow. Yay.
Shifted like out of the blue with really not any conscious effort on my part, except for stamina. Experience. I wish I could say I pulled out all these lovely tools that we have, but I think they're in there subconsciously.
I mean, they certainly are. It's biologically impossible that they're not, right? So once we put the tape in and we start doing the mental, emotional, you know, physiological bench pressing, and I know that you've been familiarizing yourself with this material for months now, you know, in the capacity that you can. So yeah, I was about to speak to that, right? The shift that happened. I'm not going to put a prescription on how it or why it happened, but it sounds like there was that little voice and then you had a shift. And I'm guessing that everything that you've been learning and integrating has a big impact with that, you know, has a hand in it at least. So thanks for that share. It's amazing what our subconscious is capable of, ladies. Like we're going to get into this a little bit today, but certainly in the module after the next one, our subconscious is so cool. Well, if we have it working for us, it's so amazing. And what you just mentioned, Lisa, it sounds like your subconscious has tools and brings them to the table even when you don't consciously know that it's happening. So possibly that's what's going on. Thanks for that share. Would anyone like to share or relate with what Lisa had just brought to the table for us? Yeah, thank you, Ren.
Yeah, Lisa, I've actually just been having the same kind of breakthrough, I guess, this last weekend, because I've been reading Not Nice, and I'm almost done with it, but not quite. I've been trying to do the exercises and stuff through that, but I've been so engrossed in that I haven't done much else. But this last weekend, I went up to Madison to visit my family a little bit and go to the fireworks, and ended up just being me and my dad, because my sister, she reached out to me like the day before, but I didn't get a chance to get back to her. So like the morning of, she, you know, I finally did, but it was, she was kind of like, hey, let's do this thing, you know, go to the park and picnic or whatever. But she didn't really have a full congealed plan, and I didn't want to take her idea away from her kind of thing. Like, this is your baby, you're responsible for it. You tell me what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. She never did, really. So, and for once, like, things kind of started going downhill on her end. And I was just like, I don't know what to tell you. It's, you're an adult, you deal with it. If you can figure out a way to meet us, I would absolutely love to hang out with you and watch the fireworks with you. But if you don't, then I guess that's not happening. And it just didn't. She ended up having a meltdown and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So good for you.
Which, and normally I would, you know, even if I did say no to her, I would feel really bad about it. Uh-huh. But this time I didn't. I'm like, I was just, you're an adult. You can deal with your own shit. It's not my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And I don't really know exactly what I've been, exactly what hit it for me entirely. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's one or two spots that I can pinpoint, but not, but I know there's a whole lot more to it than just that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much for that share. Yes. That is such a huge win, right? For those of us, which I'm guessing most of us, who feel responsible for other people's feelings, who feel responsible for making sure that our sibling, our friend, the stranger in the fucking grocery store, we don't offend them. You know, we're so focused and concentrated on the, on other people's realities that we completely abandon ourselves a lot of the time. And I think what I'm hearing you share here, and you shared this in the Facebook group too, is that you were like, wait a minute. And this is so connected to self-love, because when we're loving ourselves, we're taking care of ourselves, and then we're being true and honest with ourselves. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, I actually don't want to deal with my sister's shit right now. That's hers. Oh yeah. Like, I don't need to do that.
Right. So like, I love her to death, but I don't, that's her shit. I don't need to deal with that. I'm not her babysitter or whatever. I don't have to take care of every little aspect of her life.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you. That's a really big one. Who can relate with feeling responsible for like for other people's experiences or for other people's reactions, or, you know, like making sure everybody's okay? Can anyone else relate with that? Yeah. Right. So thanks for bringing that. That's a really awesome example of self-love and being true and honest to yourself, for sure. So thanks for that. All right. Any other shares related to, or questions related to modules 3 through 5? Going once, going twice. Before we go into allies, like how are we doing with our gremlin identification? Like, I just want to make sure that this is all like landing for you ladies. And if it's not, it's not on you. That's on me. As a facilitator and a content creator and your coach, I want to make sure that this is like the strategic way that I've laid this out is actually like working. So, the identifying of your gremlins, is that something that you've been able to do or like notice? A couple of you have mentioned this, in an affirming way, but like just a show of hands, or go ahead and just unmute yourself if you have any questions or if you've had any difficulty like identifying the gremlins. But first question is it making sense? Like, is the gremlin stuff making sense? Are you doing okay? Like identifying it?
I'm still working through that part.
Okay.
I haven't really taken the time to actually sit down and think through it properly. Okay. Uh-huh. But I have been getting to it here and there. So it has been making sense so far though.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you for that share. Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't put the time into it that I know I need to.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Well, yeah. I'm very familiar with many of my gremlins, of course, mm-hmm. But I know once you put pen to paper and you start, you know, letting that other side of your brain comment on your world, it makes a big difference. So I haven't done that work yet either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that update, ladies. Okay, great. Of course, if any of this material is confusing or like stressful or any, like, please send me an email or post in the Facebook group. I've created this for you. Like, I will not be offended if you're like, Fawn, this is like reading, you know, Klingon. So just let me know. And it's, again, it's totally cool if you're not to those modules yet. Okay. So let's shift gears. Does anybody have any final comments or questions around the what we've been talking about so far before I shift over? Okay. All right. So tonight we're talking about allies. So allies are our teammates. Allies are the in literal sense and in a figurative sense, right? So allies are those who are supportive, whose energy and presence and contribution is positive, right? It's additive. It's helpful. It is boosting. It is blooming, right? So when we have people on our team, whether it's friends or in the workplace or in the garden or our partners or even, you know, someone who helps us when we drop our groceries all over the floor and people come to help us, that feeling of being supported, that feeling of, yes, like I've got help here, right? Like I've got energy that is helpful. So literal allies, good friends, healthy friends, partners, family members, you know, like being conscientious of who we surround ourselves with. Also allies are listening to uplifting positive music. I'm not going to make a value judgment on art here, but I will say that when we surround ourselves with like violent, negative, judgmental, critical media, those can create gremlins. Those are kind of gremlin-y. Whereas if we, you know, watch motivational videos, if we're surrounding ourselves with people who are achieving and up to really cool things, positive mental attitudes, like that's allies. So, this is important because if we are up to what we say we're up to, which is creating our hell yes life, right? Like if we're hell bent to leather, I don't even know how to say that right, but if we're hell bent on creating our hell yes life, which is, I think, why we're all here, and we're committed to that, then in order to create a hell yes life, we need some allies on our team, right? Both in the literal sense, in the real world sense, and also in an internal personal relationship sense, which is what I'll be mostly focusing on tonight. In terms of relationships with other people that are positive and surrounding ourselves with positive environments, we'll get to that, especially the social aspect in the next module, relationship with others. But so tonight we're going to be focusing primarily on our internal allies. So if we have allies working for us, which essentially means thought patterns, emotional patterns, behaviors, choices, self-love, self-care, self-compassion, those are all allies, right? Those are things that help move us into a place where we're feeling good, we're feeling empowered, we're feeling accepting of ourselves, we're feeling like we have the paintbrush in our life as opposed to being strapped in the back seat with the crazy driver in the front. So if we have gremlins at the helm, if we have a bunch of gremlins going on, which we all do, and we've all been unpacking those, or you will be unpacking those. So gremlins are those negative thought patterns like I'm a fuck up, or I don't get it, or I don't learn fast enough, or, you know, like all of the chatter we've been talking about. When we have gremlins on our team, that's what keeps us on the couch watching Netflix instead of like, you know, painting that mural we've been dreaming of, or, you know, sending off that art project, or, you know, going out to a dance class, etc. So gremlins keep us paralyzed. Gremlins keep us stuck. Gremlins keep us living at a ho-hum kind of level. Like gremlins keep us in our comfort zone, which is clever because it's not actually comfortable. It's uncomfortable to be in our comfort zone. you know, like sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and watching Netflix every day. That's not, it's comfortable, but ultimately it's not. There's the difference being that who we have on our team, Gremlins or allies, makes a huge, massive difference in how our lives show up, how we show up in our lives and the results that we get in our lives and what our lives feel like and look like overall. So that's why I'm emphasizing so much the exposing of your gremlins. And that's why I'm emphasizing like being aware of your thought patterns, because left unkempt or left unattended, the chatterbox will just go haywire, right? It's just like, it's all the programming and the conditioning that we've had our entire lives that we didn't usually choose, right? We just absorb stuff as humans and we're not really conscious of it until one day we take Fawn's course. Just giving myself a plug. We take Fawn's course and we're like, oh, you know, read The Untethered Soul or Eckhart Tolle or any ancient spiritual mastery literature. And we realize, oh my goodness, like I've been programmed, I've been conditioned and I'm actually not a fuck up. Whoa. Like, oh, whoa. Like I'm actually not fat. Like, whoa. Like it's the media that's program me that. So when we start to wake up and we wake up to these thought patterns and we realize we get to choose them, then we realize, okay, I get to create my team. I get to create my allies. And that's what I get so excited about, because literally, ladies, and I'm not trying to oversimplify, but it is very simple that we get to take out the tapes that are playing the shit talking death metal and we get to put in the tapes that are happy, up, you know, just uplifting, like Paul Simon for me. Right? So we get to put in new tapes and we get to choose our allies and we get to say, you know what, Gremlin? Like, no, like it's okay if I don't meet people quickly. It's okay if I right. So that's what helps us to that's why I'm obsessed with positivity and optimism and being intentional. And, you know, as many of you know, I've been obsessed with this stuff for 20 years now. The reason I went to UC Berkeley is because I was obsessed with like happiness. Why are some people happy? Why do some people seem to be fulfilled? And why not some other people? So this is my favorite stuff. So does anybody have any questions about the definition that I'm bringing to the table? It's very kind of off the cuff, but it, I think, encapsulates what we're all what I'm talking about here. Any questions like, Fawn, what's an ally? I don't get it. Okay. All right. If any of you have any questions along the way, just do one of those or just unmute yourself. Okay. So we get to choose our allies and it starts with a decision. It starts with a decision to be committed to what we want, which is hell yes life. Another way to say that is to be committed to how we want to feel, right? So I've had to check myself a lot around this, being a human being. Like if I'm feeling annoyed and disgruntled or pessimistic or just like meh, like whiny or moany, is like, do I want to feel that way? Right. Cause I'm choosing it for the most part, whatever is going on in that story, then like I'm co-signing it. Not to say that those kinds of feelings are invalid, but oftentimes it's a matter of choice. So what I want in my life, and this isn't to project on anybody else, but what I want is I want to feel good. I want to feel energized. I want to feel connected. I want to feel engaged with life. I want to see possibility. I want to be able to help, you know? So all of those things are very, I would say positively valenced. But I have to commit to it, right? I can't just say like, oh, I want to be a happy person. And then like turn around and like nag all day long or complain or gossip or like beat myself up or like shut down compliments, right? Like if I want to be a happy person and I'm serious about it, then I'm committed and I get to choose. So the first thing that I wanted to drive home there and to offer up is your power of choice. And we talk about this a lot and it's right in alignment with this allies theme that we're discussing tonight. So I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to be positive. I'm choosing to be creative, right? So you get to choose who's on your team. And it's not to say that once you choose, it's all downhill from there. Like the gremlins just go ahead and take a vacation and the allies come marching in. So, but it starts with a choice, right? Just like with losing weight or getting in shape or gaining weight or mastering, practicing a musical instrument. It all starts with a choice of I'm going to do this. So in terms of allies, I'm going to kind of unpack them. And then we're going to do a share around this. So at their core, just like with gremlins, but at their core, allies are belief systems and stories and perceptions. So thoughts, basically, our cognitive world. So, and then those give rise to behaviors, right? So if I believe that I'm worthy of being in a room with other people, I'm going to behave that way. I'm going to show up in the room and I'm going to feel like I have a seat at the table, right? And if I behave in that way, then the results that I get, who knows how other people are going to react or interact with me, but the results that I get from myself is that I engage with others, right? I make an effort. I show up in the way that I want to show up in alignment with my values. So it starts with our inner world. So one of my favorite ways to check in with who my allies are is to reverse engineer what is working, what's working in my life, like what's going well. This is an awesome exercise to bring to the table when we're feeling down in the dumps or when we feel like the gremlins have us by the bridle and we get into those funks. Like best ways or most powerful ways to counter that is to sit down, grab a piece of paper and say, what is going well, right? Start with the simplest thing if you have to, like I'm breathing, like my heart is beating, like I have a roof over my, you know, what's going well? What are the results in my life that are positive right now or are going in flow with health, that are going in flow with positive energy, higher vibration, etc. So once we see the results or we can identify the result that we're getting, I'm going to use a silly one that just popped into my head, but, I don't have any cavities is a result. Right. And so, that's great. That's going well for me. Saving me some pain and some dentist bills. So if I don't have any cavities, what are the behaviors? So reverse engineering this, what are the behaviors that are leading to that result? I brush my teeth. I eat a lot of fruit. I don't know if that's a behavior that's supportive of that, but I drink a lot of water, and then tracing that back to the thoughts at the center. Oh, well, I believe that clean teeth are a part of good health and health is a value of mine. I believe that clean teeth, my breath smells better, hopefully. So when I'm talking to people, they don't get grossed out. I believe that I am able and capable and worthy of brushing my teeth, right? I believe that I want my teeth to last me a lifetime. So this is a silly example. However, it's an apt one anyway. So what I would love to offer up here is I would love to hear from all of you something that's going well. It can be general, specific is great because we can reverse engineer it, in a pretty linear way, but let's celebrate what's going well. This is the call where we get to be like, hell yeah, like I'm doing the thing, or I got myself out of the gremlin rut and this is how I did it. Or, you know, I'm fit, or I just made a great friend, or I just totally got out of my comfort zone and it was amazing. So, we're going to do kind of like a round robin here. And what I want to offer up is an example of what's going well and let's reverse engineer it. Right. So we're going to start with that. And then what behaviors are supporting what's going well? And then what are the thoughts and beliefs that might be supporting those behaviors? So happy to prompt and kind of do some feedback with this as well. We're going to do a little mini coaching as well. So any questions? Or launch into everybody up for this? Does it sound like encouraging, useful, hopefully? Okay. Okay, awesome. All right. So any questions? Are we, or any questions except making sense? I'm really fine. Just tell me. So let's start with you, Lauren. Would you be willing to share something that's going well? Allies are. I know you're calling in from the phone, so you may be doing something else at the moment. Give it a second. Okay. I'm going to move on to Sylvia. Lauren, if you do want to chime in, I will offer it up to you once I go around the circle. Okay, Sylvia, would you be willing? Oh, hi, Lauren. Is that you?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. My internet keeps going in and out for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. I'm just going to listen, although, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally fine. Thanks for your feedback on that. All right. So Sylvia, would you be willing to share something that is going well, a result that is in alignment or in support of your Hell Yes life?
Yeah, definitely. So things that have been going well for us, as some of you know, that my husband and I were working just our normal 9-to-5 jobs kind of in Utah, is where our families are from. And we decided we wanted to travel around, be more digital nomads. And so we kind of started our own business. What we're doing with that is doing kind of work exchange on organic farms to kind of keep the pressure off of not needing to, you know, make as much money as we were before. But able to do this work exchange that covers housing and food as we travel around and build up our business. So that's definitely a part of our Hell Yes life, is being able to be more flexible, whereas before we only got like 2 weeks off, like vacation, you know, mm-hmm. per year. And like that, for me especially, I love to travel. I have family from Germany, and like, you know, I've grown up just traveling and just thought, you know, that's not enough time, you know, off to, because I'm supposedly working to live a life that I love, you know, earning money to support mm-hmm. doing things that I love, but it wasn't really supporting that. So yeah, that's been going good mm-hmm. so far, and we're in Hawaii and loving it right now.
Yay. Woohoo. Awesome. Thank you for that share. Yeah. Everybody give Sylvia a virtual hug and boost and celebration.
Yay.
Yeah. That's amazing, Sylvia. I hope this is okay to speak to, but you know, the rest of you ladies, this has been a dream of Sylvia and her husband's for a while. And they're making it happen. They've made it happen. You're living the life, Sylvia. It's so great. I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Yeah. So let's reverse engineer that a little bit here. So a couple of ways to ask this. So what shifted for you guys to enable you to do this, that propelled you to making the decision to be where you're at? What are the beliefs and the behaviors that helped you to go from wishing and wanting and only having 2 weeks off to actually living the life that you're living? Does that make sense?
I'm going to try. So kind of what shifted to create that?
Uh-huh.
So I think mm-hmm. it was just one big thing was actually kind of a little bit by accident. I read this book about minimalism and kind of environmentally friendly type living. And so that was one thing that shifted. We didn't need as much space to live in and thought a nomadic lifestyle might kind of fit that. And probably mm-hmm. the second shift was out of something, you know, more negative, kind of a trial of ours and, you know, feeling like we didn't really fit in the community. And so kind of just trying to reevaluate, you know, what is it that we really want? And because, you know, we grow up, you know, in a family thinking, you know, and they kind of teach us one way of how we're going to live our life mm-hmm. and what our adult life is going to be like. And it may not mm-hmm. turn out that way. And so, and ours didn't. So it's like, okay, what are we going to do now? And kind of evaluate that. So yeah, I don't know. Was mm-hmm. that answering that question?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. So to kind of distill that down or boil that down from what I'm hearing through the lens of allies shifting from nations to leaders is that you and your husband, like you gained some awareness around your values, right? Minimalism, mm-hmm. environmentally friendly style, perhaps your belief system or your priorities or your value shifted into a place of like, oh, this is really important to me. This is really mm-hmm. important to us. And then from there, and also checking in with like what you want, right? Creating an intentional lifestyle and creating an intentional community as opposed to, yeah. you know, maybe subscribing to something that didn't feel aligned with you or resonating with you. Mm-hmm. And then taking action on that. So there's the like, and like, oh, like kind of having some ahas and some curiosities and okay, we're going to explore this, right? Like we're going to, if we don't know what is the hell yes, then we're going to explore what that looks like, right? We're going to start mm-hmm. living in that direction. So, yeah. And then here you are in Hawaii living on a farm, managing a farm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like kind of like reverse engineering it. And did that resonate?
Yeah. Yeah. That was helpful. Like I still, for some reason, found it a little bit difficult to kind of like figure it all out, but I just probably need to practice that. So I'll continue to practice mm-hmm. reverse engineering those things.
Mm. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun to, first of all, it's fun to give ourselves credit for like, this is going well. And then it's really great to be like, oh, and this is why it's going well. This is what I'm doing. That is like, I'm doing it right. Yeah. Or I'm living or I'm thinking or I'm behaving in a way that is giving me this great result. And we get to acknowledge ourselves. Right. So huge applause, huge, massive, huge hugs to you and your husband for having the courage and the bravery to recognize what it is that you might want or recognize as far as you know, like your values are and aren't, and take action on that. And then, you know, to be here, that's a lot of bravery and a lot of courage. I salute you for sure. So yeah, thanks for that share. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Ren, would you be willing to share something that is going well, a result that you have, or just something that goes well in your life?
I think I'll pick a smaller one that I haven't mentioned yet. I've been feeling a little bit more, getting a little bit more connected or back in connection with some of the people at work this week. And that's been really good. Something I've been needing to do anyway. Awesome. Don't know where I'm going with that.
No, that's okay. That's enough. That's great. That's totally enough, right? So connecting with people at work and it feels really good.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a little more relaxed with everybody this week. So. And actually stopping and talking
with people.
For the first time in probably months, I stayed a little bit after on Monday to help set up for somebody's birthday on Tuesday, which, like I said, I haven't done that in quite some time. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That really felt nice to do that. So, yeah.
Yes, that's great. So it sounds like things are, you're feeling really good socially at work, connecting with people and, you know, to things that you enjoy and also, you know, are related to birthday. So that's cool.
Right.
So yeah, let's reverse engineer that. That's great. So result next. So what might have shifted or what thoughts or beliefs or stories are giving rise to this, if that makes sense?
I'm still trying to sort that one out a little bit, exactly how it's going right. Because I know I've been a little bit disconnected with a lot of people at work, not intentionally, but because I like everybody that I work with. I've just gotten disconnected with a lot of people at work the last, I don't know, year or two. So I think maybe just realizing that I had gotten disconnected made me decide I like these people. I enjoy working with them. I should probably, well, maybe not should, but it probably would be a good idea. <Good catch. laughs> It would probably be a good idea to actually, stop by and say hi to more of them that I don't think there's one person there that I don't like, which I'm very grateful for, by the way. It was definitely one of those realizing that I had gotten disconnected, and that's not really that good for your work life, let alone, I can't do much about the social life aspect outside of work. Cause just at the end of the day, I'm like, no, I'm sorry guys. I love you, but I'm going home.
But, I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's a long drive home. I gotta go.
Right. Yeah. So it sounds like you had a realization, that it would be good to stop by, start engaging more, start fostering those work relationships. And I think you had said something too, which is like, this is a great comparison point where like feeling, you were noticing how it felt to be disconnected and you're like, wait a minute, like something's off. Right. And so having
way too much in my head. I need to get out of my head a little bit more for sure. And sometimes the best way to do that is to go talk to somebody else and just connect with them. It doesn't even have to be about work, just anything. How are your kids doing? Tell me about your
kids. Right. Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. And great I've been getting point. Slightly yeah, more gracious yeah, totally. About, I'm getting slightly more gracious about ending conversations with the ones that keep going on and on. I'm still working on that. But that's been gotten slightly better this week too.
Excellent. Yeah. Great. Yep. Good for you. So yeah, result connecting with people, behavior, engaging more, making more of an effort, reaching out, starting conversations, helping with birthday parties. And it sounds like the belief or the thought or the story is I enjoy it and it's good when I connect with people, right? Like I like how that feels in my life. I like that experience.
Right.
And so yeah, it starts with the realization that you had and then the story and the behavior and then the results.
Awesome. Yep.
Hey, Ren. Thank you. Great one. Okay. Katie, would you be willing to share something that's helpful for you?
Sure. I guess the only thing that's really coming to mind right now, it's just work related. I had an interview last week, in a different city. So I flew up there, had to kind of squeeze it in before another out of town thing. I had another wedding that I had to go in San Diego. So I had to fly up to San Francisco, then fly down to Orange County, then go down to San Diego. So it's kind of a hectic week, but, I had to kind of prepare a lot for the interview. Then I found out about it a little last minute. So I was a little stressed out, but, I felt really good during the interview, once I got prepared and, felt like I could, speak to what I had to present and, kind of felt good about it. And I think before the interview, I had kind of like, whenever you're going into an interview, you kind of just have like this feeling that the person interviewing you is, I don't know if it's they're better than you because they already work where you want to work or whatnot, but I kind of had that feeling. But once I got there, the nerves went away and I ended up kind of feeling more on an even plane with the people that I was talking to. So I think it made it go a lot better. And then just things out at
awesome.
My job now have been going pretty good, I really like the people that I work with. So I'm also very grateful for that. They kind of make the days a lot better. Even when the job is not the most rewarding or the most challenging. But I really like them and I'm grateful for that. But today, you know, there were a couple of times where I felt like, oh, I really do matter at this place. So that was fun. And just realized that I have the opportunity to create those moments for myself at work. You know, if I don't get this new job and, you know, need to kind of settle back into where I'm at or anything like that. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. If that was right. Good for you.
Allies or not.
Yeah, no, this is great. I'm over here like, yes, that's great. Thank you for that share. So a couple of things, the interview, which I really, really, really want to celebrate this for you. Who can relate with the nerve-wracking, gremlin-provoking experience of interviewing, like looking for a job and interviewing? Yeah, it's like, ah! So I am celebrating that you, on a short notice, went for it, and it sounds like you coached yourself through it prior to the interview itself and did some preparation and, you know, really went into it with intention. I took some notes, which is what I'm looking at right now. Went into it with intention. And then when you got into the interview itself, like you were able to relax and you were able to kind of like level the playing field and feel like you belonged right at the, like with the people we're talking to. That's awesome. So let's start. Stories, perceptions may have been going on there that helped you to experience that in such a positive way.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. Can you repeat that?
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah. Like, my question is, what thoughts or beliefs or stories or perceptions were helpful or contributed to you in experiencing that interview in a positive way? You know, maybe as opposed to having a serious, you know, nervous breakdown around it or having a, you know, a difficult time with it. What was helpful? Does that make sense? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think knowing myself and knowing that I need to be as prepared as I can going into a situation like that. So I made sure I was adequately prepared and, you know, how to create this, slideshow presentation for a writing assignment that I had done. And I'm like, oh, that's like, it's super last minute for me to be creating this, but I make slideshows like every month and I'm really good at them. So I was like, okay, I got this. I can do this. And yay. I just went over and over my notes and I made sure I was, you know, as prepared as possible. And it also kind of looked at the LinkedIn profiles of the people that were going to be interviewing me, and they had only been at the company, you know, for about 7 months. So, you know, not that long. So I was like, okay, well, they might not know 100% what they're doing either. So, you know, they're not experts. And I was able to kind of bring a lot of what I learned from a conference that I went to into the stuff that I was presenting, and it, you know, sounded really good. And I was like, oh, I guess I kind of do know what I'm talking about a little bit. So, you know, just kind of not doubting my skills so much. And then just really paying attention to like what the people were saying in the interview and, you know, paying attention to like how they were talking about things. And I'm like, you know, the way this one girl was talking about something, I'm like, I feel like you don't have it all figured out. You're just trying to sound like you. You're trying to sound really smart. And so sounds like someone who they're just kind of like talking in circles around something. So I was like, oh yeah, that's like super interesting. But I'm like, I don't know if she really knows like what she's doing right now. So just kind of like listening, but like talking to myself at the same time, just kind of like made me feel a little bit better. Just, yeah, leveling the playing field for myself and making myself feel a little bit better.
Great.
About, you know, fitting in there and feeling confident.
Yeah. Hell yes, Katie, I love it. It's so awesome. Yes. So many things in this. I mean, I could dive into this for hours because I think it's so relatable for all of us, but especially knowing like this is very significant progress for you. I will say, from where I'm standing or where I'm sitting, this is significant progress. Like just recently talking about on one of the calls, talking about pedestalizing people, right? And how mm-hmm. debilitating that can be when we feel, you had mentioned, you know, like putting people above yourself and how that impacts the way you feel about yourself and how you show up in situations. And it sounds like with this interview, like you went into this, whether consciously or not, with all of those like liberators and those like, you know, self-compassion, self-esteem, like feeling good enough, feeling worthy. And you brought that to the table. And you, I love how you're saying that you leveled the playing field, because that's taking that pedestal and like, whoop, right? Or maybe even like that a little bit with this girl who was just like rattling off. Mm-hmm. So good for you. What might the beliefs or the shifts or the stories be or have been that helped you to show up that way, like have that experience?
Probably just believing in my own knowledge and, you know, skills, and just believing that like I'm not an imposter. I'm actually like belong here and I'm doing this. A lot of the books I read and things I do for work talks about imposter syndrome, where it's like, what do I know? Like, what do I have to bring to the table? And it's always about, you know, you really shouldn't feel like that. Everybody's kind of new at, you know, something. So, yeah, probably just believing that I am, you know, good enough to do this and to live in this city and to work at this company. And, you know, if it's something I want, then, I can actually, you know, make it happen. And it's super close to making it happen. So it's exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm almost crying. I love hearing you share this, like believing that you're good enough, believing that you're good enough for this and like to live in the city you want to live in and for this, the job that you're interviewing for, like you're qualified, recognizing that you're worthy of it. Like this is from my perspective, like this is huge growth and I'm so proud of you. And it sounds like it really impacted the way that the interview went overall, like the experience, you know. And I don't want to like overshadow any sorts of like nerves or things that came up, you know, that weren't so delightful, but yeah. Overall, it sounds like this was a pretty significant shift and change from how it had been feeling before in ways. Mm-hmm. So yeah, good for you. Yes. And you are good enough for sure. So stoked for you. Thank you so much for that share. So, you know, to really drive this home, right? She just mentioned the word belief, like believing that I'm good enough, believing that, you know, believing in my knowledge base, believing in my skills, believing that, everybody's new at something, like, which is also another way of saying like normalizing, right? Like we all think we're freaks until we remind ourselves that like we're all freaks. And I mean that in the most compassionate way. So the belief systems, right? Like look what happens when we shift our belief systems. And this, everybody who's shared tonight so far, like, you know, this is what I'm talking about. Like our allies, when we put the allies in our beliefs, then when we have them on our team, then the results we get change. It's a recipe. Like it's not a mystery. Once we demystify all of this and we're like, how do I live my hell yes life? And then it's like, we realize, oh, it starts with this. Oh my gosh. Right. So, okay, let's go ahead and move on to Lisa. I'm seeing that we have 8 minutes on the call. As per usual, I am able to hang out and discuss and chat, but I don't want to go too far over because I want to be respectful of everybody's time. So Lisa, would you be willing to share something that's going well?
Yeah. I guess about 3 weeks ago, I went and consulted with a nutritionist about some of my health issues going on. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, for the last 3 weeks, I've been following this pretty strict diet that she gave me. I'd give myself about an A, maybe not an A+,
yes,
but an A maybe a low A, but somehow I've been able to keep off of gluten and dairy and eggs and
wow,
everything but alcohol. I still am resorting to having a couple glasses of wine. I've just decided to give that to myself because I love myself. But it felt really, and she's all about, she's very supportive in not trying to bite off too much at she's a very kind of hell yes lady and has been really supportive of the work that I'm doing with Fawn, and she's met me on lots of different levels. But the positive thing is that I'm really sticking to this diet, and I work in the food industry. I'm in a kitchen every day managing to make sure I am feeding myself before I get there with some good smoothies. And I mean, there's like amazing homemade croutons around every corner and beautiful cheeses. And so anyway, that's going good. And I'm not really feeling the benefits other than just feeling proud of myself.
Yeah.
And feeling bolstered by making a commitment to get on top of some of these health issues that have been dogging me for a really long time. Mm-hmm. That's going really well.
Hell yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Yes. Everybody give Lisa some love and some applause. Thanks for sharing that, Lisa. For those of us who have been together on this journey since I started the group calls, right? Like this theme of health has been up to for quite some time and has evolved in different ways. And you've had, found out new things about your health status. And so to hear how proactive you have been in reaching out to nutritionists and working like that in and of itself, like I want to hell yes you, like huge big hug for taking that action on your own behalf, right? Self-love, huge self-love to do that for ourselves. It can be so easy to just be like, I'll just deal with it for another month. Or like, maybe it'll get better over time. Or like, I don't have the money or I don't deserve to spend that kind of money on myself. Blah, 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 blah. Not to say that that was your situation, but having the self-love to maybe out of necessity or otherwise reach out to a nutritionist and then follow her guidelines and commit to it and show up for yourself. And, that feeling of like, yeah, like I didn't eat croutons again today. That's not easy. Like, that's not an easy thing. I know where the restaurant you're talking about. Like I used to manage that restaurant and those croutons are really good. So I commend you. I salute you. I'm so proud of you. You deserve to be proud of yourself. And living in alignment with your hell yes life. I know health is a part of your hell yes life. And here you are feeling good about how you have been showing up for yourself. So that's amazing. Let's reverse engineer it a wee bit here. And then I'm going to shift gears and open up some takeaway opportunities or quick Q&A as well. Again, I'm happy to hang after the call. Whoever is willing to, awesome. If you have to hop off, totally fine. Lisa, let's reverse engineer this a wee bit. So in any facet of this, it could start with the reaching out to the nutritionist, or we could focus on the following through with it for getting an A for the last 3 weeks. What are the thoughts, the stories, the beliefs, or the perceptions that are supporting the result that you're getting? Does that make sense?
I think it's just taking responsibility and not being negligent. In taking care of myself. And so I think it's responsibility. And I mean, my body is giving me a big kick in the ass. So it's helping me get way more responsible. So I, but at least now I'm prioritizing it. And I'm seeing this nutritionist and I you know, I just spent $700 on a blood draw so they can really find out what's going on, at least from one point of view. So I think responsibility is a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, caring about my future and my mm-hmm. daughter's future.
Yeah.
So
I'm
just coming into this place of, realizing like it's on me now. Like I'm out here alone. This is it. This is me. Fall on my shoulders. And so I'm, as my friend Sarana and I say, I'm grabbing myself by the ass and getting myself a vision.
Wait, what's the last part of that?
Well, we like to say, grab yourself by the ass and get yourself a vision.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I just need to pay attention. So I'm paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a kind of a combination of necessity, maybe a reckoning or an awakening or a newfound realization around the importance of this and the imminence and the implications of, you know, taking responsibility and prioritizing it. Yeah. 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 Great. Yeah. Awesome. And what has been helpful? Is there anything else that's been helpful for you to step into that responsibility as opposed to
I think just working through all this, you know, this inner work and, mm-hmm. and I've only scratched the surface. I realize that, but at least mm-hmm. like I've uncorked the bottle.
Yeah. Nice.
Months, 'cause everything got stuffed for a really long time. And I know that's expressing physically. So yeah, I think a lot of it is that I finally aligned with doing some work and writing and just letting things process. So I think that's opened up space.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Yep. So it's all kind of interwoven and it's showing up in this really wonderful way. Yeah. That's a wonderful ally to have. Responsibility, prioritizing, self-care, healthcare, right? Like self-health care. Yeah. So yeah, great. And that's a great reminder, I think, for all of us. Like we are
absolutely.
Yeah. Our health is, it's so easy to take it for granted. I'm so guilty of this. And it's so important. And I'm going to actually plug this on, inspired by what you just shared, for all of us to really love our bodies and love our health and to be like, you know, like our body is our ally. Oh my gosh. Like our body is our temple. If we don't have our body, if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. Sarah mentioned that on the call that she was on.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Health plug. There we go.
So one more plug is take care of your adrenal glands, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You're all in it. You're adulting big time. You've got big jobs. You're going after big dreams. You're traveling to strange places and the adrenal glands take a really hard hit.
Mm.
And so just remember that. I'm just going to plug the good old adrenal glands.
Seriously. Thank you. No, yeah. I know. That's so, ladies.
Because that's where all our stress goes. You know, that's what really gets hit first and foremost. So.
Yep. And do you know how we can take care of our adrenal glands? By catching the gremlins that cause the stress and the anxiety and the self-sabotage. Like it all starts with the gremlin circus. So we could be, you know, like I could go into that for a long time, but that's where, you know, if we're in a potentially stressful situation, we can zoom out and say, huh, okay, this is happening. I'm going to do my best. Or we can say, fuck, like, where's the water hose? I have to put out the fire, but I don't know where the fire is and I'm totally messing up and everything's going wrong. So, yeah, good plug for adrenal gland care related to gremlins and allies actually. So awesome. Okay, ladies, thank you for all participating in that share. I love celebrating wins. I love celebrating what's going well. It can be so easy to focus on like what's wrong with me and what's going wrong. And I invite all of you to have a daily practice of gratitude for self, gratitude for what's going well, recognizing, oh yeah, like I am getting in better shape because I believe that my body is worthy of being healthy, you know, or whatever. But just kind of doing this inventory, checking in with why things are going well, and, you know, giving your allies some love and some acknowledgement and some gratitude. And the more we do that and the more we're aware of it, the more our allies are going to show up for us and we're strengthening our relationship with them. So, all right. Does anyone have any, first of all, if anyone needs to hop off, I know that we are at time. And thank you for joining us. And I appreciate your time as always. Whoever is willing to hang over time a little bit, I would love to do a takeaway round as usual. But before I do that, does anybody have any questions about what we've talked about tonight, what we've shared? Like, is there any, is it confusing? This is you, as you, as per usual, this stuff has a lot of different dimensions and layers to it. So, any questions before we do takeaway? Okay, great. Seems like it's connected. Cool. All right. So let's do ding, 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 takeaway round. Lately we've been doing kind of a three-phase takeaway. I'm going to shorten that for the, because of time tonight. So let's do a two-phase takeaway. So what is something that stood out, resonated, an insight, maybe something you learned that clicked? And then what is something that somebody else shared that you related with or have like an, you know, have some empathy around or are just like, hell yeah, that I am so proud of you or stoked for you or whatever. So we'll do a personal, like what stood out to us resonated and then what somebody else said. And I will start the takeaway round. My takeaway generally is how good it feels to recognize other people's successes and what's going well for them and acknowledge that, you know, it's, I think there's a lot of truth in that we are mirrors for each other. And I love to see the beauty and see the brilliance in others by kind of unpacking and exploring what is going well and how that's all going on. So that felt really good for me tonight to be with you all in that process. So thank you. And then, in terms of a personal share that resonated, they all did. Let's see. I just really, yeah, I'm going to say they all did. I know it's kind of a cheat, but it's true. All of you in sharing your shifts in thought patterns and shifts in self-worth and these realizations of what you do want, like that just really, really resonated with me. So thank you. All right, Sylvia, would you be willing to do a takeaway?
Yeah, no problem. So let me looking through my notes. So I really liked kind of the thing you said near the end, saying that our hellest life is more like a recipe and not a mystery. So I really like that. Also because reading through the Learn Optimism book, you know, it's kind of is also a recipe. You know, it's, I know some of us, you know, do tend to be a little bit more optimistic. I know that I struggle with that. So this is a really good book for me. So, but like knowing that it's just like a way of thinking and I can change that. So it's like a recipe. And so I can totally do that. So yeah, I really love that. Awesome. Definitely resonated with Lisa talking about health stuff. That's really great. I've kind of been doing a little meditation lately of like thinking like each part of my body, you know, like thinking about my eyes, like grateful that I can see and, you know, stuff like that. And I think about like, wow, I feel so grateful as I'm doing that. And I think like, what can I do to give back to my body? Well, I can, you know, nourish it and eat healthy. So I've definitely been also trying to do that. So yeah, I definitely resonated with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so beautiful. As you were describing that, I got a little emotional. That's really wonderful practice to have. Yeah. So that body scan that I was talking about earlier, you've already been doing that. Oh, awesome, Sylvia. Thanks for that share, that takeaway. Ren, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
I had it until you said something. No, I know if this is kind of silly, but I love it at the same time. When you were talking about how it's it's not to oversimplify, but basically I just change the tapes. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't help but get an image of a Futurama image when you said that.
Uh-huh.
With the I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like the robot that could only he only had like cassette tapes and he had to keep changing the tape.
Oh.
So he could keep talking.
Exactly. Yes, there's the mascot for the Gremlins.
Right. That's awesome. That just like popped in my head and it just stuck there.
Great. That's funny.
And as far as relating, pretty much everything is relatable to one extent or another. It's like I'm trying to deal with some health stuff that I've put off for far too long. And I'm finally getting the ball rolling on that this year. And then Katie, when you were talking about how, with the interview that you just did, how you managed to bring down the nervousness and how you did that. And so I thought that was fantastic. Because one challenge that I'm having right now is I do art stuff and I want to try some, you know, wholesaling some of the pieces I've made to local retailers. And that's kind of a terrifying prospect at the moment, but mm-hmm. I'm trying to work through it and not completely sabotage myself in the process. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. Like those, I think those were like the two biggest relatable things for me, but,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, there was a little something in everywhere too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for those takeaways. Yeah, definitely. All right. Haiti, would you be willing to share a takeaway? Takeaways.
Sure. I think, I mean, everything kind of resonated with me, but, just kind of what I'm taking away is, I've always had an issue of like, you know, comparing myself with other people and, you know, allowing that to make me feel not good enough. But, you know, just listening to everybody's shares and stuff, it just makes you realize that everybody's so different and, you know, little changes make, you know, no matter how big or small they are, you know, have the power to make, you know, such a difference in your life. Even if it's just like, you know, as small as something as like having a conversation with a coworker that you, you know, maybe haven't talked to in a while, just kind of like reconnecting and reengaging in your own life kind of makes a difference. But yeah, so pretty much everything kind of resonated with me. And just I like the reverse engineering thing. I think there's a similar concept, but I can't remember where it's from. It maybe it's something you told me, Fawn. It's just you have to like first be what you're, I don't know if it's like believe what you want or like be what you want in order and then to like believe that's what you can have or something.
The be do have, is that what you're talking about?
That's
be
it.
Do have. Yeah exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for that takeaway. Yeah, so kind of realizing the order of operations, like how things trigger other things and fall into sequence. Yeah, great. And so I'm glad that kind of clarified more for you. Awesome, ladies. Great call. Thanks for sharing your wins. I could do this for like 8 hours to talk about like successes and what's going well. And so what my invitation for you this week is to give yourself permission. And even if like if there's some resistance around that, I'll say this is your assignment for the week from your coach. So give yourself permission to acknowledge what's going well for you. And acknowledge yourself for the place that you have in things going well for you, how you are directly impacting what is going well. Write out a list, you know, maybe in the morning. I love doing this as a part of the gratitude practice, is like, this is, you know, 5 things that are going well, and this is how I am personally responsible for it going well. But beginning to really shift your focus into the, you know, that positivity, the optimism, and then also your agency, like acknowledging yourself for what it is that you're doing that is helping your life to be aligned with the hell yes. It's so important to focus on that as well. Because as I've said, you know, it's so easy to be like, oh, like da-da-da-da-da isn't working. Well, this week, your homework, your fun work is to focus on what's going well. Share it in the Facebook group if you'd like. I really want to encourage us to start sharing videos too, so we can kind of get to know each other by face and voice and name and stuff. So, I'll probably post an invitation maybe this weekend or early next week, like, okay, how's it going? The celebrating or the recognizing of what's going well. And, you know, just do a little check-in. So, all right. Any questions before we hop off our call for the evening? Okay. Awesome. All right. Plug for the next module. The next module is going to be relationship with others, and I'm going to roll it out in either two or three phases, kind of like I did with module 5, but we're going to be learning so much about relationship with others, relationship with ourselves and relationship with others, how to have good friendships, where to find good people, how to stick up for ourselves, how to be true to ourselves, and how to not get into, you know, criticism and things like that. So it's going to be an important and a fun one. If anybody is ready to start reading something new, the book Not Nice that Ren was talking about is assigned reading for the next module. It's so freaking good. It is so life-changing. Nice. Thanks, Ren. Yeah, it's fucking great. And I am so grateful for this recent discovery because it's like perfectly timed with this module. So get your hands on a copy of that. Start diving in if you're ready. And I'll see you on the video in a couple of weeks, but I will also see you on the Facebook group as soon as tomorrow. All right. Lots of love, ladies. Good night. Thanks for hanging over time. Love to you all. Adios.